Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Rose. Batting third. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bryn Smith. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bryn Smith. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Gardenhire. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardenhire juggles the ball. That's an error on Gardenhire. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rose moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rose scores. Dawson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach throws to first for one, and Rose throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Backman goes all the way around to score. One out. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salazar moves to third. Bryn Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salazar tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heap moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Heap moves to third. Gardenhire moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Gardenhire moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardenhire fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman moves to third. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Bryn Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garden Hire fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rose moves to second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Expos. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo takes first base on ball 4. Kelvin Chapman pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Oquendo moves to second. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Brent Gaff now pitching. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bryn Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive towards the mound. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rose scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wallach hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. George Foster pinch hits for Brent Gaff. Bob James now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. the Expos will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Flynn hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Raines strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to third. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heap strikes out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oquendo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Oquendo reaches second base with a double. Hodges moves to third. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Gary Lucas now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodges tags and scores. Oquendo tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Expos. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oquendo scores. It's 5-3, Expos. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.